Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Lots of fun stuff today. We've got Rob Dreesline from Outdoor News. We're going to talk about the controversy going on with forward-looking sonar. It is going to be an entertaining segment. And believe it or not, there is snow in the forecast. Stay tuned where that's going to be happening when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Hello, Ava.
Hi, it's just me. Yeah. Unfortunately, I apologize to the listeners. Good thing you have Rob coming.
We got Rob.
He needs to pick up my slack.
Yeah, the slack. Don's slack.
No, it's mine. We do miss Don. He'll be back soon.
Fishing.
Yeah. He's doing fun things. Yeah. So don't worry about Don. He's fine.
Don't worry about Don.
Just worry about
Sounds
us.
Like a movie.
Because...
Don't worry about Don.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. See?
It's like, dude, where's my car?
Yeah, I know. This
don't
could be good.
Don't worry about Don.
Don't worry about Don. And then just do a little map of these little jaunts that he takes.
Perfect. Know. We'll get a map with pins. Don't worry about Don.
Just throw darts at it.
Yeah.
Where it lands.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Well, we're going to start off. I had a threatening comment in the lead-in.
Yes. And what was that S word you used?
Yeah. Yep. Snow. Snow is in the forecast, everybody. It is truly in the forecast. I couldn't have made it up. Last week, you couldn't have made up the fact that it was supposed to be 80 degrees. And it was like, what?
60.
And of course, right on the heels of that horrible
smoke.
Smoke. And mm-hmm. I think that's pretty much across the Midwest. I know I was in New York previous week. And it was
around for
there.
A few days, went away.
Exactly.
Came back with a vengeance.
Well, 10 inches of snow could hit.
Where?
Colorado.
Okay.
It's going to be on one of the several of the peaks in Colorado. The reason that I brought this up is right now, snowpack in Colorado is currently at 323% of the norm for this time of year. Snow cover trails above tree line. I know a lot of people from our area, anywhere in the Midwest, they like to go out summer vacation out in Colorado. Be aware of that. It makes it difficult, and it will be slick, as well as in the mountains. It will be mountain winter driving conditions, so be aware of that. And
what does it say where exactly? Like, is it close to Steamboat?
It's going to be on Mount Bierstadt, and Pikes Peak is also going to be getting snow totals close to that.
I'm not too familiar with the geography, but I have a friend that lives in Steamboat.
Yeah, it's not going to be, I don't think Steamboat's at a high enough elevation for it, but nonetheless,
I'll ask her.
It's gonna.
I'll let you know if she got snow.
It's gonna be crazy. Can you believe it? This, I mean, we're in the middle of June, and they have 323%. Now, here's the reason that's good. The reservoirs out there have been really in a tough state. As you know, the reservoirs in Arizona, Meade, and all those, Havasu, they've all been low. And the water that they have gotten from snowpack as well as rain and precipitation has changed that whole area dramatically. So that's a big deal. I know in Sakakawea, in that area up in North Dakota, that relies on mountain snowpack and snowmelt. So all those areas are, it's actually kind of nice because they're not fast melting right now.
Right. It's steady. Yeah.
With 323%. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's pretty crazy. But they definitely are there with the snow, and that's a good thing.
Well, I'm happy that the snow word has not made our forecast.
Really?
Not yet.
I know. Well, it felt like it today. So that was one of those yikes moments. Another topic. Anyway, I went out to Lake Michigan a couple, 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Caught a bunch of salmon.
Yep, you had a good time.
Co-host had a great time. And decided to go buy myself a big smoker with the auto feed and the pellets and the whole nine yards. And have proceeded to become a smoking guy.
Well, just another thing for you and Don to bond over.
I'm excited. It's welcome to play. I've got it on my phone so I can, it's through my Wi-Fi.
It's ridiculous it's how the coolest high-tech ever. It is.
Yep. So I had some the other day, and of course the problem is if you have recipes, this is the reason to bring it up. If you have a recipe that you want me to try with salmon, send it in to The Valley Outdoors, info at The Valley Outdoors. Send me a recipe. I will try it, and we'll talk about it in the air, and we may have something special for you.
Cool.
This story blew me away. Wisconsin muskie raked an angler's hand after he released a bluegill. Pierce Anderson of Winnicott, he was fishing on Pike Lake Chain in Price County, Wisconsin, over the Memorial Day weekend when a large muskie inhaled his hand. Now, this is a 21-year-old kid. The teeth were heavily raked his flesh. He had his hands in the water for about 3 seconds when the muskie grabbed him.
Ugh.
And he was just trying to wash his hand after letting a bluegill go.
Touching a fish,
It's pretty amazing. I've got the photo. And he said that there was... You're just casually fishing. You're just casually fishing shallow water for panfish and catching a walleye or two with his parents and his brother Alex from their pontoon. And a few other residents were there in nearby boats as well. And everyone was enjoying some panfish action. Good company, stories, trading between the boats, you know, kind of a fun little experience. Catching a lot of bluegills and walleyes, weren't keeping anything really. You know how it is when you're catching fish. You get fish gunk on your hands. Well, I put my hands in the water to wash off the gunk, and big muskie engulfed my entire hand in his mouth. He saw the gills flare, looked right into its mouth as it grabbed his hand, and as an instinctive reflex, he pulled it back. I just got bit by mistake, he said. No one believed me. I thought for sure my dad saw the fish because it was right there on that side of the boat. Three fingers and the palm of my hand were cut up pretty good. I said, I'm a wimp with blood. So I covered it up. We took the boat over to some friends that were close by. They bandaged him up. This is the funny part about it. They kept on catching bluegills. He reeled one in, and a muskie grabbed the bluegill on his line. He ended up hooking the muskie, but it ended up falling off. This is his brother because he couldn't do anything with his hand. Pierce couldn't do anything. It was his hand cut up. And he said, it all happened so fast. He said, I let the fish go about 30 seconds prior. I was just washing my hands, doing nothing spectacular, and there it was. So his dad and brother went back out casting for muskies for about the next 2 hours, and they didn't get anything. But he said he's healing up pretty well, getting some mobility back, swelling's going down. And he said antibiotics are definitely helping.
I was going to say, the infection.
That's what it looks like.
Ow.
Isn't that one of those beautiful things in life? Got to like that.
I could go my whole life without that happening.
It happened to me on a big pike up on our trip up to Ashkenham. So, yeah.
Great.
Hey, stick around. Rob Driesline. We're going to be talking forward-facing sonar. See you. Bye.